untrue to say that we have abandoned the diplomatic efforts. We have decided to advance with three kinds of efforts: diplomatic, military, as a resistance, because we are a country that have been aggressed, so we are resisting. We have not declared war to anybody, but we have been aggressed, so we are resisting militarily. And political endeavors to call upon our people to support the resistance we are waging to stop the invasion of our country. So all the three approaches are being implemented by the government. So we have absolutely not stopped diplomatic efforts because we need to resolve this security issue at the less human cost possible. That is the decision that has been taken by the government.
Some are also expressing concern that because of the unsuccessful meeting held by heads of state in the region, they wonder what steps the government can take anymore to resolve this problem.
We don't consider the meeting of Kampala as a successful one. We have succeeded in bringing the heads of state meeting in Kampala to decide to set up the subcommittee of defense ministers of the whole 11 countries. A date has been agreed. It is the 15th of August. This is the day following tomorrow. They are meeting in Addis Ababa. The 11 ministers of defense will meet with the agenda to design the neutral international force that will be deployed between the two countries. And secondly, they have decided that this subcommittee of defense minister will report their decision or their proposals to the summit, another summit that have been already convened for the 30th of August in Kampala. So if this is not a success, what can we call a success? We don't consider it as unsuccessful. It was successful.
Your government has always called for international neutral force. Will your government seek a change in the mandate of MONUSCO to provide the type of services your government needs?
You should know that this is the decision that have been taken by the heads of state in Kampala, that the force must be international and neutral. On the contrary to what Rwanda was trying to plead for only regional force, but we succeeded to bring all the heads of state to our position of a force that must be international. That means going beyond the regional force and the neutral. So we think that we are very near our solution of having an international neutral force that can be served by partly by the MONUSCO now. We think that this will work and this will be more easy to implement.
When do you expect the international force, if these defense ministers in the region agree on this international force?
For us, the sooner the better, because we know that every day we are facing new provocations from this mafia in Rwanda who is instrumentalizing this so-called M23. Any day they are, you know, creating a new pretext to invade our country and to make it ungovernable so that they can loot as they want. So the sooner, the better for us.